Chapter 13. The Greeks. Meanwhile, the Indo-European tribe of the Hellenes was taking possession of Greece. The pyramids were 1,000 years old, and were beginning to show the first signs of decay, and Hammurabi, the wise king of Babylon, had been dead and buried several centuries, when a small tribe of shepherds left their homes along the banks of the river Danube, and wandered southward in search of fresh pastures. They called themselves Hellenes, after Helen, the son of Deucalion and Pyrrha. According to the old myths, these were the only two human beings who had escaped the great flood, which countless years before had destroyed all the people of the world, when they had grown so wicked that they disgusted Zeus, the mighty god, who lived on Mount Olympus. Of these early Hellenes we know nothing. Thucydides, the historian of the fall of Athens, describing his earliest ancestors, said that they did not amount to very much, and this was probably true. They were very ill-mannered. They lived like pigs and threw the bodies of their enemies to the wild dogs who guarded their sheep. They had very little respect for other people's rights, and they killed the natives of the Greek peninsula, who were called the Pelasgians, and stole their farms and took their cattle and made their wives and daughters slaves, and wrote endless songs praising the courage of the clan of the Achaeans, who had led the Hellenic advance guard into the mountains of Thessaly and the Peloponnesus.